this hour by Frederick Remington Fully Cooked Ready-to-Eat Bacon. Exclusive no refrigeration 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
I'm not a crook.
If you like your health care plan, you'll be able to keep your health care plan.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5.
Listening to Jim Paris Live, your source for the latest news on money, politics, prophecy, and preparedness. And now your host, the editor-in-chief of ChristianMoney.com and the author of more than 30 books, Jim Paris.
All right. Hello, everybody. We are live on Sunday nights, and my head is about to explode. There is so much going on. In fact, I am sitting here in my studio and sitting here. I love that this is sitting right here. A bottle of Alex Jones Brain Force. I'm going to take one of these. Get a quick drink of water here. I need to take a Brain Force. Because I'm telling you, there are days when, as a talk show host, you're sitting down. Like in my case, I do a lot of my pre-planning up at Starbucks. There are shows where you sit down and you're looking for something exciting to talk about. Then there are other days when it's like you're trying to take a sip from a fire hose. There's so much going on, and that's today. So tonight's going to be one of those shows. So hang on to your hats and to your seats and buckle up and all those kinds of phrases. All right. In hour number two tonight, we have with us Robert W. Sullivan is with us. Robert Sullivan's been here before to talk about his first book in this series, Cinema Symbolism. Tonight he's here to talk about the sequel, Cinema Symbolism 2. Such a really cool book. All these hidden secret messages inside of movies. And honestly, the ones that I'm most fascinated in are the secret hidden messages inside Disney movies. So we're going to get into all of this in hour number two. And then next week, I continue my fascination with Scientology as we bring in here as a guest, Janice Grady, who, if you do not know who she is, she has a book out now, former Scientologist and member of the elite Commodore group within Scientology. Wow. Does she have a story to tell? And she's going to be with us next week in hour number two. Well, here we go. It is on. I don't know if you want to call it a civil war or what's happening in this country, but ever since Donald Trump has been president, every week or two in the media, we kind of have a new theme. It's almost as if somebody decides, okay, here's the latest controversy. This week, it's Confederate statues. Well, here we go. It is on. Don't light a match. It's ready to blow right now. There is a war going on between President Trump and the NFL, and a number of tweets. The president, Roger Goodall, the head of the NFL, number of the players, and on and on and on. And now, what Trump is calling for is a boycott of the NFL until the NFL deals with these guys taking a knee during the national anthem. And I agree with him 100%. In fact, my Facebook page right now, I've got several pages on Facebook. I have a personal page. We have a page up there for a couple of my fan pages we've got up there. But all of them are on fire right now as I began posting news stories, and then also over on Twitter, tweeting. James L. Paris is my account over at Twitter. And there's so many big news stories that people are sharing and liking and commenting on. I wanted to share with you some of these, because obviously tomorrow you're going to hear from Rush. and you're going to hear from Alex Jones and Sean Hannity and Michael Savage and everybody else. But tonight you're going to hear from me. And so some of the things that are just going crazy viral, let me just mention some of these to you. So one is a story, news report, that every single player on the Pittsburgh Steelers football team, every single player except one, all stayed in the locker room during the national anthem. Now, I guess that's splitting the difference. You're not going to come out and then take a knee. You stay in the locker room. Okay, maybe a little bit better than taking a knee. Doesn't really make me feel much better. So the story, though, is that one player, imagine this, one player, one Steelers player, takes the field by himself and puts his hand over his heart for the national anthem. He is former Army Ranger and present NFL player for the Pittsburgh Steelers, Alejandro Villanueva. And this guy is now a hero. I mean, you know, Army veteran, former Army Ranger, elite special forces guy, Army Ranger. And he comes out by himself and puts his hand over his heart for the national anthem. Wow. That is a story right there. That is just burning up on the internet right now. Next, we have Jerry Jones, owner of the Dallas Cowboys. He says, if you don't rise for the national anthem, you will be fired. Bottom line. And you know what? In Dallas, Dallas is a different town. It really is. And I think he's playing it right there because people in Dallas don't have a lot of tolerance for this. I mean, Dallas is still the kind of town, whenever I'm in Dallas, on Sunday morning, there are traffic jams that rival the Monday through Friday traffic jams, and those are for people going to church. There are Sunday morning traffic jams because of church, and there are churches on every corner. This is not the place to take a knee for the national anthem. So that story, Jerry Jones saying, if you take a knee, you're going to be fired from the team. And I'm waiting to see if someone challenges him on that. Some people are predicting lawsuits and he can't do that and this and that. Well, then it gets worse. Apparently, the first Major League Baseball player now has taken a knee for the national anthem. So this is the new cause, right? This is the new thing, the new fad. So what was it? A couple weeks ago, it was tearing down statues of Robert E. Lee, taking down the Confederate flag. And this is something I had posted on my social media today, which I think is an interesting question to ask, which is take down the Confederate flag, take down all of the statues. And the reason why people give for that, one is they say they're racist. That's kind of a shaky answer that we have to take those down because they're racist. Because what about all the other reasons that the Civil War was fought for? And what about simply just Southern pride and Southern history? So there are people that make arguments that those statues should still stay up for a lot of other reasons. And they're not solely, you know, the Civil War was not solely about slavery. Okay. But the one big sort of side reason that a lot of them gave was that, look, the South tried to secede from the Union. They lost. The Confederate flag is the flag of the losing side. All of these statues are of losing generals, so they should all go away. Well, fine. But then is it not intellectually dishonest to then not be happy with the present-day flag, the stars and bars that says we're 50 United States? If that's your reason for saying get rid of all the Confederate stuff, but you can't now bring yourself to stand for the present-day flag. And what I posted was, I think this is just hate for America. Hate for America's past. Hate for America's present. We don't like all the Confederate stuff from the past, but we also don't like the flag from today, our flag today, or where the country is today. Basically, we don't like any of it, past, present, or future. All right. Still a little bit more on this. Then we'll talk about a shooting today near Nashville in a church, and what in the world is happening in Puerto Rico. All that and more on this edition of Jim Paris Live. Hello, everybody. This is radio talk show host Jim Paris for FreeSurvivalGifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love FreeSurvivalGifts.com. At FreeSurvivalGifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is FreeSurvivalGifts.com. Check it out, FreeSurvivalGifts.com.
I ordered some Andro 400. I'm losing weight, too, around the belly, really quickly. Some of the pants that didn't fit me, now they're falling off my hips. There's been a noticeable increase in energy. And this stuff works. It does work.
That's what Bill said after taking Andro 400 for a month. Now listen to what Richard says about Andro 400.
I did a lot of research on it before I ordered it because I've tried other products in the past and they haven't worked. But I could not believe the difference literally within a month. Since I started taking it, I have lost 37 pounds. It was the belly fat. I could get weight off, but I could never get the tummy off. Now the tummy's coming off and I have more energy than I've had in 20 years.
Guys, if you too want to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel 20 years younger like Richard, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
So back to this whole NFL boycott and everything. A couple of more things I want to say about this before we move on to other subjects. James Woods, who is sort of this rare, I mean, super rare conservative voice in Hollywood, the actor James Woods. I follow him on Twitter, and the guy, I love following this guy on Twitter. He's so interesting, insightful, and really funny also. But he posted a tweet today, and I thought it was just a really interesting comparison. And I don't have the tweet in front of me to read it to you, but it was sort of comparing and contrasting what Tim Tebow did, you know, back in the day when he was in the NFL, when he took a knee, which was in respect for God, you know, being thankful, a prayer, if you will, to now the taking a knee for the anthem. And the point that was made in this tweet was how it was not okay, and all the criticism that Tim Tebow got for taking a knee in prayer compared to all of these guys today taking a knee in protest to the national anthem. It really does seem like a double standard. It really does. And I think it really is all about the NFL wanting to get into politics. And here's what I think is really interesting. I think that a large percentage of the fans in the NFL are more conservatives than they are liberals. I think that is true. I don't have any statistics. I just anecdotally think about kind of the blue collar guy. They seem more like conservatives to me, maybe not as much so as NASCAR. But in any case, these rich players, these super rich players, now want to be liberals and take a knee during the national anthem. And this is just not going to work. I mean, this whole idea of them doing this, I don't know where this goes, but I did post on my Facebook today that I'm done with the NFL. I've been done with the NFL for a long time. You know, I've never been a big football fan. I'll just be honest with you. I wish I could say I have season tickets and I'm burning them tonight. I don't, because I had a client that was an NFL player, and I had an opportunity to come in as his guest and meet all the players and sit at the 50-yard line. And I don't know. It's just not an interesting game to me. It just moves too slow. I've always been more, I grew up watching baseball. That's a slow moving game, but yes, love baseball. And the NBA, but I don't really know. I don't spend a lot of time anymore watching sports. But anyway, I posted on Facebook, I'm done with the NFL. And if you are as well, like and share my post. And it's just going viral. People are just, this is it, we're done. But it is just so amazing to me. It really is so amazing to me. And we go back to former presidential candidate John Edwards, who said there were two Americas, right? That was his whole pitch. But he was talking about rich and poor. But there really are two Americas today. We really have split into two countries, maybe not geographically, but certainly philosophically and politically. But I think that sports fans, I think even liberal sports fans in large part would say, keep politics out of sports. It's sort of, I think for people that are really into sports, it's an escape for them. It's a way that they can go do something and watch something, whether in person or on TV, that kind of makes them forget about their problems at work, maybe their problems at home. And it's an escape from all of this political discussion and discourse. And if they're going to bring it now into the game, I don't know. It just seems like it ruins it. It ruins the experience. You know, a bunch of guys sitting around at a bar watching their favorite team, and then the anthem is played and all the players take a knee, and now it becomes a political discussion. And maybe all these guys who were all sitting there all rooting for the team together now all have different opinions about the politics of what just happened. And it sort of ruins the moment. It really does. And wow, if you can't watch a football game without it being political. And I think many people have made the point very much correctly that you take a look at like Alec Baldwin. Yeah, he's done well on TV, but ever since he got super political, he really hasn't, he kind of destroyed his movie career between that and all of his family problems. But why get out there and be so political unless you're doing politics for a living? I mean, like I'm doing it. People will say, well, why are you so political? That's what I do. You know, I take strong positions on things I agree or disagree with, and that's part of what I do as a writer, a commentator, a radio show host. But if I were just an actor or somebody that played football or basketball, I'm not sure that I wouldn't just keep my mouth shut, especially during the season or at least during the game. I mean, if you're going to be political, do it after the game. Don't bring that onto the court or on the field with you. All right, well, we're going to move ahead, but man, this is the story. Light the fuse. Tomorrow, it is on. The whole new deal. And I haven't even looked at CNN today or any of that, but this is the new thing. The new deal this week is the NFL versus Donald Trump. And I'll tell you what, it's sort of like it's bigger than the Super Bowl. And if I had to make a prediction, I would say it's going to be a high-scoring affair, and it's going to be a blowout in favor of Donald Trump. I really do. I don't see Trump losing this one. There was an article I shared today from Breitbart that made the point that Donald Trump picks incredible enemies. He's so smart at picking good enemies. So now he's at war with all these NFL overpaid brats and with Roger Goodell. He makes good choices with the enemies that he goes after. All right, a lot of other things happening in the news. I want to talk just briefly before this break. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about Puerto Rico, the church shooting, also the end of the world. Didn't happen yesterday, obviously, because I'm here today. Maybe something else happened in your world that might seem like that, but we're going to get into all that after the break. But in any case, so I'm getting a lot of people contacting me about the data breach, and a lot has happened even since we talked about this last week. Of course, we know that 143 million people, their information was exposed due to the Equifax data breach. Now, Equifax is offering a free one-year membership in their ID theft product, which I laugh at that because I wouldn't trust now the guy that burned down my house to sell me a fire insurance policy. So I'm not going there and doing that and giving them any more information or trusting them at all. So I'm not doing that. But some people, and I've told people last week, I'll say it again, send me an email, jim@christianmoney.com. I'll give you off air the company that I recommend and have been using for many, many years for identity theft, and you can get a plan in place for under 10 bucks. But I will say this, I've gotten some people who have said, thanks, Jim, for the recommendation, but I'm going to kind of wait now. I did go to the Equifax site. I know that I'm breached. I know that my information's out there. I've gotten your recommendation, but I'm going to kind of sit back and wait and see what happens. And I just wanted to warn people, the reason you want to send me an email, jim@christianmoney.com, and you want to get something in place now, tonight, as soon as possible, is because all of these plans, they have some amount of protection. Some of them have $1 million. The one I like has $5 million of protection to help you restore your identity, but it doesn't cover pre-existing conditions. So you know you have the data breach. You know it's likely something's going to happen. So if you wait until after the event of that happening, that someone tries to do something to your credit, then you're not going to have that insurance protection to help you. You'll be notified, but you won't have that money to back up restoring your identity. So that's a good reason to send me an email. We'll be back after this. Stay tuned.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Jim Paris Live.
Here, hour number two. You don't want to miss it tonight. He's back. Robert W. Sullivan is here to talk about Cinema Symbolism 2, which we all loved book one. And now there's another book out. And I'm just really looking forward to talking to him about the whole world of Hollywood and movies and all of these secret little hidden symbols that some of them are quite bizarre and dark that you find in movies if you only look for them or you know what to look for. All right, before we get into more news, just a quick note. My phone, which I've got it on silence here, which is a good thing, it has all of my Facebook notifications. And it's like vibrating so much because of all the comments about this whole NFL deal, taking a knee, Trump, boycott, everything. This phone is just like nonstop buzzing. Like I could actually rub this along my back and use it as a back massager. This is crazy. I'm still actually a little bit sore. This weekend was kind of a big weekend here around the Paris home. My wife and I, we put our house back to normal from the hurricane. And what that means is all of the hurricane panels came down on Saturday, which is a big job. It takes a couple hours to put them up, a couple of hours to take them down. And then we had intermittent rain while we were taking them down. So that kind of caused problems. And then we decided, as long as we're doing this, let's go ahead and clean the garage. So we got about halfway through cleaning out our garage and just a tremendous amount of garbage now sitting on the street. Thank God tomorrow is garbage day. But also had a young man here today working for us. And he finished up the rest of the work that needed to be done, including cleaning out our jacuzzi, refilling the jacuzzi, putting back all of the mounting for the hurricane shutters. And we have the pre-drilled holes in our house for the shutters to hang on. So once the shutters come down, then all those screws have to be reseated. And then because all those screw heads are painted, when you take them out, they lose that paint. So you have to kind of do touch-up paint over it. So all that was done today, a lot of work done here over the weekend, but we are back to normal, knock on wood. I wanted to leave those hurricane shutters up because of Maria. I didn't know if that one might hit us. And I thought, man, I don't want to take all this stuff down and then have to put it all back up again. But it does look like Maria may be a threat to people further north of us along the Carolinas and up into Virginia. So keep an eye on that during the week. Now, one story that caught my eye today, I heard the story on the news. Then I read the story, and it's a story. It almost raises as many questions as it provides answers for, which are not many. And this is from CBS News. The headline here is, the FBI opens civil rights investigation into deadly Tennessee church shooting. So this happened today near Nashville, Tennessee. And it says the FBI has opened a civil rights investigation into the church shooting that left one woman killed and several others injured in Tennessee. So this happened near Nashville in Smyrna, Tennessee, as it's reported. And so what happened was a guy who apparently used to attend this church. That's the story, that he used to attend the church a year or two ago. Not a lot, but I guess he had attended some services, it says here. He is age 25. His name is Emmanuel Kaidiga Sampson, and he's from the Sudan. And he is a legal U.S. resident, but not a citizen. He came to the United States in 1996. So he was the gunman. And apparently he was confronted by one of the ushers, who, according to all reports, may have saved quite a lot of lives. But the shooter actually shot himself. But if I understand this news report properly, he lived. And so he lived, but he's now been charged with murder, the death of one woman, and also attempted murder. So we really don't know what's going on here. So he is from Sudan, a black man, but yet this is now a civil rights investigation. The FBI is involved, possibly because a church was targeted. That would be one reason. If someone's targeted because of their religion, then that could be considered a hate crime, a civil rights issue. We're not really sure, though, more about it than this. But I mentioned this to you, obviously a big story in the news. But I'll tell you one thing that does always concern me when I'm at church. You know, churches are great targets, right? Because if you're somebody that hates Christianity and you hate conservatives, what a better place to target, really, than a church. And I'll say this here, I'm a concealed weapons permit holder. I'm always carrying at church. And I'm one of those people, I'm always looking around to see what's going on. And our church doesn't really have an official security protocol per se. But my view is, unless your church tells you you can't do it, which I wouldn't attend a church that told me I couldn't do it, I think more and more of us Christian people need to be carrying at church and really just aware of what's going on. You know, this is, from all accounts here, this is a small church outside of Nashville. Actually, it's the Church of Christ here in Antioch, Tennessee. Wow. And for a shooting like this to happen. And apparently the pastor yelled, run, run, gunshots, which was also a great thing, got the congregation to disperse. And then the usher took this guy on. And the usher lived. I guess he was shot, but has lived. Everyone that was shot lived, including the shooter who shot himself, except for one woman who was killed. And we still don't know the rest of the story. And the situation in Puerto Rico, it continues to worsen, if you can believe that. And some of these pictures that I'm seeing here, it is like something out of a movie. I want to say a third world country, but not that, right? Because you see modern buildings and structures in these pictures, but you see them completely destroyed and water flowing through them. And if things are not bad enough for Puerto Rico, that is now, of course, financially bankrupt, has now been hit by two major hurricanes, the most recent of which was the worst since like the 1920s. So all of that. But now there is a dam in Puerto Rico, and I've never been to Puerto Rico. I'd love to go someday. Never been. But apparently there is a major dam that if this dam breaks, it's going to be, I guess, catastrophe squared, if we can even describe what's going to happen. And according to news reports that I have been watching all throughout the day, it apparently is now predicted and highly likely that this dam will break. And that will then release God only knows how much more water into the low-lying areas of Puerto Rico, bringing even more destruction, wreaking even more havoc on the Puerto Rican people. And there's a news story here today. Hillary Clinton, who I normally say, shut up, may have a rare moment here of intellectual brilliance when she suggests that the president, President Trump, should really consider sending the Navy to Puerto Rico to help these people. Maybe a good point there by Hillary Clinton. And write down today's date and time, because you may never hear me say Hillary Clinton has a good point again. But you know what? This just looks like a horrific, horrific situation. And, you know, you wonder what really is the answer here for these people, not just with these two floods, but to be caught in the middle here, to be a U.S. territory, but not a state, to have all of this debt and to be basically financially bankrupt. And from everything I've read, what's happening is these people are just leaving Puerto Rico, coming to the United States, mostly settling here in Florida. And what will happen to this island state, territory, whatever we call it? It is just horrifying to look at these pictures. And I changed my Facebook profile picture to the little one that says, "Pray for Puerto Rico," and we all should do that. We'll be right back. Hi, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris. And if you are like me, you hate all of those monthly bills. Well, I reached the point about 3 years ago that I decided enough was enough, and I went to war with my personal stack of monthly bills. I canceled cable TV and legally connected my television to the internet, and now I get hundreds of free TV channels, and I don't pay for cable TV. I found a little-known way of getting free home phone service for life, and I discovered a totally legal way to opt out of Obamacare and cut my health insurance bill by more than 60% per year. If you want to learn more about my personal war on monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com. That's ChristianMoneyPlus.com. If you're just plain sick and tired of those monthly bills, check out my website, ChristianMoneyPlus.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to Jim Paris Live.
All right, one more segment in this hour, then our guest hour. After the news, we come back with Robert Sullivan. We talk about secret and hidden messages and symbols in movies. Last time he was here, we got a huge response. People love this guy. He'll be with us in just a few moments. Well, it didn't happen yesterday. That is the September 23rd end of the world. And wow, what a buildup. Everybody was talking about this. And the so-called Christian numerologist, David Mead, who is behind this, I'm not sure what his public statements may or may not be now that that did not happen. Now, a big part of this was this idea that this giant planet that is supposedly 10 times the size of Earth was going to either make a close move past Earth or even collide into Earth. And the planet is called Nibiru, also known as Planet X. And interesting, I posted this story on my social media, Facebook and Twitter, that someone in London posted a video which supposedly identifies two UFOs from yesterday, from September 23rd. And now some of these folks that were predicting the September 23rd sighting of the planet Nibiru, they're now saying that the prophecy was misunderstood, that really it wasn't that the planet was going to come to our planet, but that visitors from Nibiru are going to be coming to our planet from Planet X. And that this video, and there's a still frame that they have in this article, proves that the prophecy was right, that in fact, these visitors from this Planet X actually did come. So I don't know. I'm always kind of, I have fun with UFO stories, share a lot of them. I think it's interesting. But I especially really love it when our friend L.A. Marzulli is here and he kind of gets UFOs and Bible prophecy, kind of lines that all up. And I'm really more inclined to believe what he says, which is that UFOs are demonic and it's what's happening in a spiritual realm. But of course, you know, I'm 52 years old. I'll be 53 in January. We've seen so many of these predictions where this is the day and da 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 da. And we know biblically we're not supposed to do that, but yet we all get caught up in it. And I'll say, you know, myself included, guilty as charged. I started reading all the September 23rd news and watching the interviews. And apparently there was a documentary out and so forth and so on. And I heard somebody talking about this yesterday on one of the talk shows, and they were saying, hey, this is all connected to the Mayan calendar. And I said, what? The Mayan calendar? I thought that was all over 2012 and all that. Well, apparently now what some are saying is, yeah, the Mayan calendar, actually, we calculated the wrong date for that. And that is now. And that this is all going to happen like in December of this year. And I'm like, please, please. Can you just admit you were wrong about this? And we kind of move on. But now there's kind of now a bunch of people that are saying, but wait a minute, maybe this is still going to happen. I don't know. But I will say this as a Christian and a guy that does, find Bible prophecy fascinating and I follow it closely. I really do think we're in the end days. I really do. And someone recently asked me, what do you mean by that? Like, we got a week to go here or a few days? I don't know. I just think that maybe there's a good chance a guy like myself, who's 52, might see the major prophetic events as described in the book of Revelation, maybe in my lifetime, that maybe the return of Christ and the Antichrist and all these things. I think there's a good chance I'll see that in my lifetime. I really do. So I think it's not this week, but maybe it's this next 10 years or 20 years. I think all those things are possible. And of course, so many different things we can look to that are happening all around the world. And we didn't even bring it up tonight, but again, we're quote unquote on the brink of nuclear war, with North Korea. Now they're making claims that they may decide to take a first strike on the U.S. Just surreal stuff going on. Surreal stuff. We just don't know from one day to the next where we're at. And then you have the NFL boycott of Donald Trump's NFL boycott mixed in with all that to kind of keep us distracted if we're all concerned about what's happening in North Korea. Now, this story I found very interesting. And if you're a Bitcoin enthusiast like me, this has been a story that has kind of been swirling for a while, but now it seems to be getting a lot more traction. There is an unverified rumor circulating that Amazon.com may start accepting Bitcoin in October. Now, this would be enormous. We already have other major retailers accepting Bitcoin. The most notable would be Overstock.com, which is a website I love. In fact, I always tell people, if you need to buy something, check at Overstock first before you go to Amazon, because many, many times they have better prices, especially on large items. All my living room furniture I bought from Overstock. My jacuzzi sitting out on my deck I bought from Overstock, and I saved like $3,000 on that jacuzzi. So Overstock, I love it, and they take Bitcoin. So this is not, an odd thought that Amazon may also accept Bitcoin. But this story here is from Cointelegraph.com that an unverified rumor is circulating, getting a lot of traction, that Amazon may be accepting Bitcoin by October. Now, those of you that have been following what's been happening with Bitcoin in recent weeks, Bitcoin was flirting with 5,000, and wow, it was on fire. And then what happened, China, or as Trump would say, China, decided that they were going to try to get rid of Bitcoin. I don't think they'll ever get rid of it, but they, I guess, forced the exchanges to shut down and doing a number of things to kind of try to cleanse the country of Bitcoin, which they're not going to do. But China, the residents of China, citizens of China, were big players in the Bitcoin world. And they love Bitcoin, and rightfully so, because of their weak currency and all that. A great way to preserve some money to move it over into Bitcoin. But China has done everything they can as a country to stifle Bitcoin and regulate Bitcoin and out try to stop Bitcoin, which, I think in the long run, when a country tries to stop Bitcoin, it has the reverse effect. It just makes Bitcoin stronger. But temporarily, Bitcoin dropped. It went down from almost at 5,000 to flirting almost, almost down to 3,000. Wow. And as volatile as Bitcoin has been, that's a huge drop, for Bitcoin. I mean, like a 40% drop, huge, okay? But now Bitcoin is coming back up again, flirting with that 4,000 level again. So I really think Bitcoin is back on the move. going higher. And again, for those of you, you know, you don't know what Bitcoin is, you want to learn more about Bitcoin, I always mention a couple of things when I bring up Bitcoin, because I get flooded with emails, people saying, what are you talking about? What is it? How do I get involved? Okay, here's the deal. So we started tracking Bitcoin and writing about it 5 years ago when it was at 12 bucks. And I wish I had bought a lot more at that time, but I've been accumulating it over the years. And if you want to learn more about Bitcoin, go to bitcoin.com. If you want to just buy some Bitcoin, here's a way you can buy Bitcoin and actually get $10 of extra bonus Bitcoin by going to bitcoinbonus.us. Buy $100 of Bitcoin, they'll give you an extra 10 bucks. So you'll get $110 of Bitcoin for your $100 at bitcoinbonus.us. And then once you get started there, you'll also be able to set up like a referral account like I have and help all your friends to get $10 of free Bitcoin. And every person you help to get that free $10 bonus with a $100 purchase, they also give you $10 of free Bitcoin for helping a friend get $10 of free Bitcoin. Really cool. And I've done it a lot. And every time I help you get 10 bucks, I get 10 bucks. So buy $100 of Bitcoin, get an extra $10 free when you go to bitcoinbonus.us, bitcoinbonus.us. And then one other story we'll get to here before we run out of time in this hour. Oh, let me quickly mention this before we get to that. There is a story you should look at over at cointelegraph.com, which talks about a spike in job openings in the whole cryptocurrency niche. And also, you don't have to be a technical person or a computer person to get into these jobs. That's over at cointelegraph.com. But quickly, check this story out. It's right now trending very highly on Drudge. An auditor at the Vatican claims he was fired for his investigation into illegal activities at the Vatican. This is going to be huge this week for those of you that are following all of the erupting scandals at the Catholic Church. All right, we'll take a break for news and announcements, and we'll be right back.
Everybody, this is radio talk show host Jim Paris for freesurvivalgifts.com. If you're a survival buff like me and like to try out the latest survival gear and gadgets, then you're going to absolutely love freesurvivalgifts.com. At freesurvivalgifts.com, you will find a wide array of survival gear, books, and videos that are all 100% free. That's right, just pay your own shipping. Now, I know you're asking, why is all of this survival gear free? Well, the companies offering this gear are doing so as a way to promote their brand and introduce new products. Check it out today, freesurvivalgifts.com. Pick up one or more free survival items for you and your family. That website again is freesurvivalgifts.com. Check it out, freesurvivalgifts.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for Instafire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather, sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the Instafire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes, temps up to 1,500 degrees, free shipping on anything. Go to Instafire.com/radio specials and get yours today. Instafire, fire in an instant. Instafire.com/radio specials.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.